Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh my god, Ross, total lead bag.
Surika says we dodged it. And I'm like, what are you banging on about?
I'm talking about Omicron, she goes. It's like literally everywhere. But through daily antigen testing, mask wearing, and essentially cutting ourselves off from all human contact since the end of the summer, we've managed to reach the midpoint of the winter without actually getting it. Go us!
She holds up a hand for a high five. I would never leave anyone hanging. It's a pure point of principle with me. But I'm there, seriously? We're high-fiving? For this? It just goes to show you how far the bar of human happiness has been lowered.
She goes, I'm not being smug, Ross, but Andrea Schotten called me maskier than thou when I told her husband that he should cover his nose and mouth if he's going to stand in the queue for scrum diddlies, and now their entire family has it. And obviously that's not me victim blaming.
Her phone all of a sudden beeps. It's like a text message.
Oh my God, she goes. Speak of the devil.
I'm there. Is it her? What does she want?
She says if Ross is going to Dorky, could he pick her up a few essentials? Just bread and milk.
Well, that's her tough SH1T because we're not going out.
Ross, I think this is one of those rare occasions when neighbourliness is actually called for.
Did you not get the supermarket to deliver?
It's the Vico Road, Ross. You know how the Residents Association feels about randomers driving around here in vans.
I'm there. Are you sure we're not doing this just to rub our family's wellness in her face?
Surika's like, don't be ridiculous, Ross. We're doing it because if we say no, she might think that we're sick and isolating ourselves.
Fine, I go, grabbing my car keys. Anything for a quiet life. So 15 minutes later, I'm standing in the queue in Super Value, bread and milk in hand, when Surika all of a sudden rings. I'm there, what? With a sense of, I think it's a word, trepidation.
She's there. Andrea's just texted again. She wants to know, can you pick up sumac?
I thought her daughter's name was Chia, I go. You know, with two H's, the first one silent.
She goes, sumac is a spice, Ross. Andrea says they have it in, like, Cavistons.
I'm there, Cavistons in Glasdool.
And she's like, it's only a 10-minute drive away, Ross.
The word Killiney, by the way, comes from the Irish Kilinian Lainin, which means town of the people with literally no embarrassment gene. As if to prove it, Surika rings again as I'm standing in Cavistons, tapping my card to pay for the, you know, sumac.
Okay, don't overreact, she goes.
I'm like, what?
Andrea may have mentioned on the Vico Road WhatsApp group that you were going on a mercy mission to the shops, just in case anyone who's isolating needed any basics. For fuck's sake, Surika. And Gwen Losher wants to know if you could get her anchovy paste.
Anchovy paste. Okay, please tell me they have it in Cavistons.
Of course they have it in Cavistons, but the one she likes you can only get in Time Out and Dorky.
In the name of...
Ross, why are you making such a big deal of this? It's on your way home. I'll text you the name. She says it's got garlic in it.
Whatever, I go. 15 minutes later, I'm paying for the anchovy paste when she rings again.
Ross, she goes, are you still in Cavistons?
And I'm there. No, I'm in Time Out, buying anchovy paste with fucking garlic in it, which Gwen Losher, for some reason, considers a basic.
I was only asking because Joy Felton wants to know, can you get her 6 lobsters? And before you start losing it, Ross, her entire family has Omicron. This is a woman who called me Howard Hughes just because I mentioned that we disinfect the soles of our children's shoes before we let them into the house.
So this is about rubbing people's noses in it, I go.
It's called being neighbourly, Ross. And she wants to know, could they cut the eyes out of the lobsters because they frighten the children? Actually, she said you'd probably have to do it because they might be too busy.
So, yeah, no.
An hour later...
I'm sitting in the car and I'm literally picking the eyes out of half a dozen lobsters with my front door key, absolutely reeking of fish when Surika rings yet again. Ross, she goes, are you anywhere near Fox Rock? I'm there. Why the fuck would I be anywhere near Fox Rock? Okay, don't shoot the messenger, she goes. But Liz Cannon wants to know, could you swing into Thomas's and pick her up some grissini? Oh, and could you also get hibiscus and charnushka for her? Will Thomas have those? No, they're her daughter's, Ross. She needs someone to collect them from Kleine Dort Station at 3:10. They've both got negative PCRs, but make sure to open all the windows and the sunroof anyway. When there, maybe I'll fuck them in the boot with the lobsters. Oh, and if you're driving past the Donnybrook Fair, she goes, could you get Una Hanahoe either a Kuanao or a Feijawa, whichever is the ripest? There ends up being, mercifully, radio silence from Surika for the next 20 minutes. But I'm on my way to Fox Rock when she rings for a fifth time. She's there, Ross, where are you? And I detect a note of, I don't know, concern in her voice. About to turn onto Westminster Road, I go, by the way, how will I know Kuanao and Feijawa? I haven't seen them since they were like kids. She goes, forget the Kuanao and the Feijawa. I've just got a text message to say that Honor might be a close contact of a close contact of a close contact of a close contact of someone who had a positive antigen test this morning. It's probably nothing. I'm like, but? It means we're going to have to isolate, she goes, a wobble in her voice. Oh my God, I can just picture the smug look on Andrea Shotton's face when she finds out. I'm there, so what'll I do with the anchovy paste and the lobsters and the sumac? And she goes, you can fuck them in the sea for all I care.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.